this point in time. Praise the Lord. We've gotten all the formalities out of the way. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when everything is said and done, this point forward, amen, we can leave with our minds, amen, stayed on Jesus with the word. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. Our speaker today, amen, a very dear friend and brother of mine. Amen. One certainly to ride the river with. Amen. Who is trustworthy. Praise the Lord. Who hangs tough. Amen. He's my fishing buddy, fishing partner. Praise the Lord. And so I certainly thank God for him. Amen. I love him dearly like a brother. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we've had a lot of laugh together. Amen. A lot of conversation. Amen. And I just thank God for him. Praise the Lord. He's going to be the personage of none other. Amen. Then our own, amen, Apostle Stephen Roadster. Praise the Lord. Amen. So before he comes, amen, before he comes, amen, we're going to have, amen, a sermonic praise. Amen. Glory to God. And when that is finished, the next voice you will hear, ask that you will stand in his presence when he comes to the podium, will be that. Amen, of Apostle Rosa. Praise the Lord. Give them a hand, praise, as they come in that order. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to apologize because I did not honor you, Bishop and First Lady Moore, and all of you, people of God, the Speaker of the Hour. Amen. I am Amanda Butler of Calvary Cross Church of God in Christ, where my pastor is Pastor Daryl Winston Sr. and First Lady Brenda Winston. Amen. And it just brings me great joy to be here. Anytime Lady Moore calls me, I told her I will come. Limping and all, I will be here. Amen. Because I love you and I honor you. Amen. So y'all pray with me as I render this song. I need
been a hard time for me in my life recently. Evangelist Harvey, I don't know what happened to me, but I've become emotional. I feel the tears in my heart, my soul. But one thing I know, my God is able. I told Bishop, as much as I try, I keep losing weight. I went to the doctors and said, your kidney's in serious failure. It happens when you have a transplant. I told the doctor, in my mind, the devil's a liar. I put the Lord on my side. Tired of my, I know they don't match, but I have to wear suspenders or we'll be in trouble in here. But what I know is this. At this stage in my life, I just want to be able to be used by God for quality work. That someone can say, the Lord's blessed me and he's kept me. And so today, I come before you. I'm punching the clock and getting ready to put in some work. And all I can ask you to do is to pray with me and pray for me, because God is, someone say, God is able. I feel running in my feet, something in my soul. I'm gonna act like I have some common sense. I ask you to raise your hands to the Father and tell the Father with me, I am your responsibility. Keep me. Strengthen me in this hour, and it is so in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Amen. I get excited because I honor the ministry of Minister Bowden and who he is. When I was coming up, I used to hate it when they'd say, well, I remember him when he was a little boy, but I'm not a little boy no more. So remember me as a man. I remember him right now as a man. They would send notes through my wife to me at the church that the awesome, what y'all call yourself? The awesome three. Want to have a selection today during service. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing about Minister Milton. He had no fear. Brother had no fear. I don't care who you are, he gonna come up and say hello to you. I looked up one day and there he was with Bishop Sheard. I said, good God, he has no fear. But I remember how God would bless him and his two brothers. And I used to get a kick out of it. He'd get down there and there's only one other person I'd like playing for me when it comes to accompanying me, and that's Elder Sean Harvey. They used to think their brother could really play amazing songs, but he was really someone that could follow a preacher. He had a gift. I just don't know. My wife would get excited when he'd get up there to play for me, and she'd say, it was something about him. I said, yeah, it's called anointing. This is going to lead into where my scriptures are today for a reason. I remember those that were kind to me. One of the strongest assistant pastors I had was Pastor Harvey, Evangelist Harvey. She was a good, we used to get in some conversations. And I liked her too, because she didn't let down. If she believed what she was saying was right, she walked out believing what she said was right. But she was never disrespectful, never wrong with me, amen? And so I want to honor her today also. Amen, let's give God a hand praise, amen. She moves in the world. I want to thank God for our assistant pastor, Overseer Richardson. Let's give the Lord praise for him. To our head deacon, Deacon Moore. Amen. Someone asked me one time, well, what do you think about the hair? I said, I think it's beautiful. I wish I had that much. Amen. It's starting to get sparse. I was asking the stylist about that. We're going to work on some things. Amen. Bishop Moore is a man that has been kind to me. We've become brothers. He's my brother. And You should see us out there on the lake. The other fishermen hate us. Bishop's not kind to the fish out there. He's not kind. The boat hits the water, and you can see him squirming. He's here. And I just go along for the ride. And he scares them my way, and I'm thankful. Amen. I definitely wouldn't catch him if it weren't for him. He never really knew, but when I was coming, when we first met to see him, I could barely see. But I just wanted to get on the boat and go with my brother. When I was in the hospital, he came daily to see me. I'm grateful for that. Amen. So I honor him and his wife and all of you in your rightful places. Can we say amen? In the Acts 26th chapter, 22nd verse, that's where I want to come from today. I do something a little different at our church. The world has a Geno Jennings. I have an Overseer Richardson. He's my Bible reader. Amen. I'm asking if he would read this scripture. You may be seated where you're at. You're okay today. No, stand, because I already see some standing. Go ahead and stand. Y'all blame them. Amen. Amen. Y'all blame them. With an understanding and with clarity, read the Word of God. And with that, I want to deal with, and I will continue. Say it with me. And I will continue. Be seated in the presence of the Lord, giving honor to Pastor Reeder in his absence. You know, he don't miss church. So we're giving honor to him. Please send him my love and let him know how much I care for him. And also with our own Reverend Seeley, she's not playing hooky. She's taking care of stuff in another part of the state. Can we say amen? So we honor her. To this pastor, the church host, the church itself, I thank you, Pastor Zach, and to your newly appointed, someone say newly appointed, assistant pastor. Come on, let's give God a praise. Amen. 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 I give honor to the head of this house and him and his wife. I want you to consider something today. The Apostle Paul, the present text, is dealing with something, but the actuality of the scripture and the actuality of the text goes to the beginning of this chapter. Because what he was dealing with in the present text had to have a foundation for him to deal with it. You are not who you are just because you're here today. You're here today because of what you've been through and what you've established in the kingdom of God, that I will not be moved. Paul had a testimony of who he was, and we're going to see this here. But so do you. I come to serve notice on the enemy of your life today and to remind him these are God's children and they belong to him, and there's no weapon formed against them that can prosper, and they belong to God and God alone. They don't belong to the pastors. They don't belong to the diocese. They belong to the Savior and the Savior alone. I come to serve notice because God put it in my spirit to remind you, you are not to be messed with unless you allow yourself to be. So if I choose to say no, someone say no, then it's no. God put something in me today as I was coming, because there are some of you here today that are dealing with some things, and what you need to remember is you belong to God. Because you belong to God, the enemy has to ask permission. That's biblical. So something's going on in my life. I don't question it. I go to God and say, what is it that you need me to do? Why are you having me go through this? And if so, someone say, equip me. Y'all didn't catch that. You don't go through things just because. You go through things to show the enemy and the world that God is still able. We are not here to be pushed around. We are here to stand on the solid rock. My job is not to quit. My job is to resist and to stand back up. I don't know what you're going through today, but someone needs to know that you do not have to say yes to the yielding of what the enemy has for you. But yet you stand on the word of God and tell the word to the devil, you cannot have me. Right. Got to consider then that Paul, leading up to the 22nd verse, in verse 26, in the 26th chapter of Acts, remembers where he came from. Y'all ain't going to help me today. All you have to do is see now, today, where God has already brought you from. And if you really say you're the spiritual being that you are, that's enough for you to say to the Lord, I thank you. Some of you barely made it through the week, but you're here. You don't even have to go back very far. Paul was trying to set up something so that King Agrippa could understand. I'm not just here because I'm Paul. Because I was Saul before I was ever Paul. And what I did before, I did with full consciousness. Because I believed what I was doing was right. And I didn't just do it any old kind of way. I actually went to school to do it the way it should be done. I not only went to school, but I went to those that had authority and got paperwork. So that when I came into your district, you couldn't say nothing to me. Y'all ain't going to understand today, but you will in a minute. The devil cannot just walk upon your property without paperwork. Y'all didn't catch that. He cannot come up to you and just mess with you having not had permission first. But the Bible says that the sons of thunder came together. And so did he, but he had to sit in the back. The God that we served saw him but didn't give him notice till he finished his business. And then he says, and what is it that you want today? Knowing already what he was looking for. Don't think it's strange the things that are coming against you because the enemy knows that God is coming soon. And this is the hour he has to try to find you in and try to persuade you other than that God is still able. Don't get concerned that the finance isn't acting right. Don't get concerned that your health isn't acting right. I feel someone in here needs to know today, it's not about what's going on, it's about how you deal with what's going on. I don't know how to tell you, but God is not done with you yet. God still has purpose for you. He still has direction for you. He still has directive for you. But in order for you to get these things, you got to stand still. See his great salvation. Someone say, Paul, what happened? Remembering that Paul is in a place that he comes to, and you'll know when my key will get in if it gets in today, brother. You'll see it over there. Amen? Paul had an anxiousness because he needed Agrippa to understand the fullness of what God had done in his life. Listen close. There is something in you that the enemy can't stand. And you need to find out what that is for yourself and then multiply it 10 times more. If the enemy is coming after you, you must be worth something. Y'all ain't gonna like me today, but I'm all right. I've learned, Evangelist Harvey, I don't need amens anymore. I just need to tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. And I'm really excited about this because I'm really almost done. I don't need to take a whole long time to tell you what the Lord said. Because by now you ought to know what the Lord said. By now you ought to know who he is. By now you ought to know what he can do. We by now ought to already know he is able. That's my key. Agrippa understood something that we don't understand about the enemy. Mm-hmm. He understood that Paul knew who he was. I'm about to help somebody. What he knew, let me put my hand in the right place. What he knew. Oh, I tell you, saints, what he really knew was that Paul wasn't just somebody, but that Paul had been tested and he had been proven and he had come through a mighty long way. And what the devil don't like about you today is that for those of you that know who you are, you know how to act when God's coming through the place. You don't need somebody to pump you and prime you and go, oh, y'all ain't gonna like me. You don't need anybody to try to help you be what you already are. You don't need anybody to try to pull the cord to make you feel like God is still able. You don't need anybody to tell you that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you really need is a praise break in your own spirit that reminds the devil that I know who I am. I know where I come from. I know who has saved and bought me with a price. And I'm not in here to just play church. I'm in here to remind the devil that I'm still who he says I am. I don't have to wonder who I am. I don't have to think about who I am. I am a child of God, bought with his precious blood, that has a praise deep down inside of me, that knows how to clap when I'm supposed to, knows how to shout when I'm supposed to, knows how to get up and move when I'm supposed to. And sometimes, I just need to sit here and say yes. It don't always take breaking furniture. It don't always take jumping on top of stuff. Sometimes you just need to lay down before him and say, Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I just love you. Lord, I just want you. So Paul, give me about 10 minutes. About how much time I got left in my body. Give me about 10, if we get on a horse and ride out of here, we'll be all right. If not, just walk out with me. Paul looks at Agrippa and begins to talk to him. Like, I want to just talk to you. Paul gives him an understanding of where he's come from. Paul gives him his resume. But not for him to be big in it, but for him to show him if you stick with God, these are the things we do. Don't try to be what you're not. Just be who you are and be the best worshiper you know how to be. Evangelist, I had to learn that I wasn't going to have a T.D. Jakes house. See, y'all don't like to be honest, but preachers like to dream too. We like to act like, man, I'm gonna be that guy too. When I was young, I thought I was gonna be one of them and that. And now I'm just glad when I can get up in the morning and make sure my feet hit the ground and make sure I put the right clothes on and make sure I brush my teeth and comb my hair. Y'all ain't gonna help me in here. I'm satisfied with what the Lord's done with me. So then it brought me to the understanding that as he's speaking to Agrippa, he's really trying to get Agrippa to understand, and this can be the same for you. Why do we think it takes running all over the place for God to have been in the house? When our sister was worshiping, God was in the house. But we're waiting for that next key and that next shift and that next, that's what we're waiting on. That's the real one. Why do we do that? It's because we've been trained to do this. Can I just speak from my heart, Bishop? I don't want to just be that person anymore. I want to worship God. I learned how to key up and moan and y'all don't know. They saw me in my youth. I feel bad for them because I practiced on them. I practiced on the church when I first came through, and I had them all wearing clergies and all sitting on front rows and all sit. I mean, I messed them folk up. But they stuck with me. Sister Raymond, I used to be able to hum with the best of them. And y'all don't know, but I can sing a key or two. Don't let the Lord fall on me, because then I'll get crazy. And Bishop, one day, laying in the hospital as I was dying, God said, but it ain't over. He said, can you handle the revised you? They can't deal with you because they don't understand you, but God knows you. Stop being something for someone that doesn't really care about you. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Give God the honor. Come to church with a mind that I'm going to put my best foot forward today. And God, if you pick them up and put them down, amen. But if I just sit there, well, amen too. Can we say amen? Can you deal with the new you? This is what God was showing me today. Are they ready for the new version of them that doesn't have to please people and doesn't have to act for people and doesn't have to do for others, but comes with the mindset, I just want to praise God. I don't care what nobody else says. You shouldn't have to be keyed to praise God. Y'all don't like me in here. Folks used to get up in church in the middle of nothing. Y'all don't like me. Brother Milton, there was nothing. Just, I can't say it better than nothing. And just jump up and start shouting. There wasn't no music or nothing. They just, something hit them. It hit them. And they realized, I don't need anything but my recollection of who the Lord is in my life. Let me tell you, I heard the Spirit of the Lord even as I walked in here saying, help someone free themselves from themselves so that they can finally get to know me. Pastor Edwards, I'm growing up finally. I'm okay with it. I'm finally growing up in the ministry of God. And what I do now know, it takes the word of God to strengthen, heal, and deliver you. They ain't gonna like the new me. And I'm in love with the new me. Because I don't have to do things I used to do. Every now and then I do. But what I really want is you to know what Agrippa didn't get, and it started to sink. Do you know why he said this to Agrippa? He was trying to plant a seed. I promised you I was going to be done, so let me get to the end of it. He does something ordinary in verse 8. And he gives Agrippa a powerful question. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I see you get excited and I love watching him because that used to be me when I was his. Y'all don't get it. I used to have that kind of energy. But what gets me is he don't need nothing. He just goes into it. What he was saying to him, who do you think you are? Y'all ain't catching it. God is trying to tell you, look at your circumstance and tell it, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are walking up into my house causing trouble here? Who told you you could afflict me? And if it wasn't God, someone say, if it wasn't God, then you got to bounce. Oh, you don't like it. If God has not given permission for the enemy to buffet you about, then tell him to leave. I feel like God's trying to tell somebody, it's not what you're going through, it's who's going through it with you. I don't want you to think that you're nothing, you're somebody in the kingdom. We just scared to say it. Bishop ain't just running 6 miles because he can run them. God's letting him. Don't let him fool you. I'm going to help him. God ain't, it ain't just him throwing iron around. God's letting him. It ain't him just bending nails. He's like Superman. They finally put the nail in. Say, Mr. Moore, do you have somewhere else we can try to put the nail in? It ain't him. It's because he is sold out for God. How are you going to let tell me a 72-year-old man is still throwing 300 pounds around? Yeah, I'm telling the truth. I said to myself, it must be. He loves the Lord. It's not about lifting the weight. It's about the God that helps him lift the weight. Let me help you with it. Hold on. Stand right there. I don't care. I do things different now. My brother is going through a battle with cancer. Come here. Someone say, in the name of Jesus. I don't want to come to Third Fellowship just to hear you sing and see you clap. We need folks to get filled with the Holy Ghost. We need folks to be healed. Someone say, healed. Come on, put you to work today. Put the assistant pastor to work today. I married them at the church a month ago. It was an exciting wedding. I saw all kind of stuff happening. Y'all ain't gonna help me in here. But I'm not about to let the devil disrupt what God did. 3 days later, he set his back hurt and they took him into the hospital and they told his brother right here, we have to tell you something. You have cancer. And then told them, and now we got to work on your heart. You know what I did? I said, well, let's take one at a time. So we get real grandeur. Let's take one at a time. I spoke healing over his heart. Y'all ain't going to like me in here today. But we have authority in the Word of God. And it doesn't take, listen, it doesn't take you having a license to preach. It takes you knowing God. And I spoke the word of faith over him. They operated on his heart to do the things they had to do. Someone say, all is well now. Hear my shots off. Come to serve notice on cancer today. Cancer tried to kill me, eat up my liver, but God was able. Cancer came after my wife, and she's fighting the good fight of faith. Say it, God is able. The same God that's healing my wife, the same God is going to heal him. The same God that heals my wife, same God that will heal him. I claim it, I believe it, I receive it, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God is still a healer. I called him today. He said, Pastor, I don't think I'm going to make it. And I felt the urgency of God. I said, you can't lay there. Because if you just lay there, your body's going to atrophy. And you're not going to be able to do more than. And I began to speak to his soul and his spirit. I told him, come to church if you can. And if you can, stay as long as you can. But show God today that this cancer's going to leave. Someone better thank God. Is there oil here? I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Brother Jerry, God has you. He didn't have you marry this wonderful woman for her to be gone from you for that. That ain't gonna happen. I need someone to come stand with my sister. I need someone to come stand with my sister. Put your hand on his lower back. Hayamashata. Anointing. Put your hand on his head. Place your hand on him. Lord. I decree and I believe in God, the God that heals all things. As these men of God lay hands on him, I'm already believing God for the healing. Someone say yes. In the name of Jesus. Put your jacket on. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. You're looking thin. It can't be two thin ones in the house. We'd be a mess. As your pastor and your brother, you came to the right place at the right time. And God is going to do the rest. And next time they have an opportunity for testimony service here, you're going to be able to testify that God is sustaining you and he's keeping you. Can we say amen? Listen. We have to, it's all right, sit down, have them sit. Listen, we can't keep coming to services and leaving void. You don't know what God has done for her. She's trying her best as a young wife, not age, we're talking about just in the stature of the time, to support her husband. It's not easy. But God's going to strengthen her too. Amen? To the household of faith, be committed to your walk with God. I say this as I get ready to take my seat. Don't let people take you out of your lane. Stay in your lane. And if what you do annoys them, then they're just going to have to be annoyed. But stay in your lane. Can we say amen? All right, Sister Brenda. All right. Yes, ma'am. All right. So listen, as I go, remember the real reason that Paul spoke to Agrippa was to plant a seed in him. And the seed was for him to remember who God is. See, I don't, and I'm telling you, I can't come to services anymore where God ain't moving. Oh, come on, y'all. Why are we going to services where God ain't moving? Well, some said, well, what do I do? You move. Maybe you're the fire that day, but you move. And don't do it for show, form, or fashion. do it because you recognize who your God is. I love each and every one of you. Listen, people always have an expectation of what I'm going to do. Erase that. You got to erase that. I might just sit in a chair and speak the word of God to you and feel good about that. You know why? Prophet is more because God has given me understanding that God is more than able, and he's committed to who he is. I don't want us to lose out on our very personal blessings. Okay? My wife said to me when I was coming, she says, don't forget. She called and prayed for me as I was coming. She said, Mama's not there, but I'm praying for you. You're going to be all right. She said something that blew me away. She says, God's going to send tonight to the service a very, very important, I don't want to call it a message, a very important figure that'll tell you you're doing the right thing. I will put a person in, she said, God's going to put someone in that house that you ain't going to least expect. And I saw Sister Rima. And Bishop says, did you invite her? I says, no, I did not invite her. Because he was going to have you come up and sing. He said, is she here to sing for you? I said, no. I said, I don't know. She's just here. But what my wife was really saying is sometimes you need to see the connection you had to see what you're doing and where you're going. I was not as polished as I could have been, but Rayma stuck it out. Norton stuck it out. People, Rayma had very deep, evangelists had very deep conversations with me about some things, and one of the biggest things was the Holy Ghost. But you know what it made me do? It made me go study the Holy Ghost deeper for myself. Because if she was going to say something to me, I was going to have an answer for her. Iron, just because you're a bishop don't mean a minister can't sharpen you. Hear it again. Just because you're a bishop, an apostle, whatever, doesn't mean that the deacon can't have a word for you. The Sunday school superintendent, a saint in the pew who might have the word you're looking for. So today, be blessed. I'm expecting full recovery over District Elder Reader. Someone say, and it is so. I need him in here agitating us. Because it's the greatest thing I know is he'll say something. He's like, that's my friend. Lift your hand to God and just tell him simply, Lord, I thank you. And you are my God. I am your responsibility. So keep me. Put your hands together. Give the Lord a prayer.
Praise the Lord. What a word. What a word. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God is great.
Thank you.
praise for healing. Give him praise for his mighty acts. Give him praise for the wondrous things he's done unto man. He's worthy to be praised. Hey! What a word, what a word. Yes, he can. He can. Is there anything too hard for God? My God, my God. Yeah. Makes you want to run up in here. Woo! The power of God is real. It's real. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yay, God. Hey, bless your name. My God, my God. Yes. Strengthen that, Lord. Complete healing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Christ, the anointed. Hey, my God. My God. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Oh, God. What a mighty God we serve. Woo! What a mighty God we serve. My God, I was reading in 2 Chronicles this morning. Amen. Chapter 5. Amen. When they got the temple built and broke the ark in. Amen. The Bible said there was a cloud in the house. I feel God in here. There was a cloud. That cloud was so great, the word of God said that the preacher couldn't preach. We got to let him in. We got to let him in. The cloud. When the preacher can't preach because of the cloud, that's what we got to bring with us. My God, my God. I feel God in here. Woo, my God. Yeah! My, 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 oh, I'm not a- in this place. Prosperity is in this place. Oh, yes. God. All right. All right. Woo! Watch it, preacher. Continue. How about you? Will you continue? Praise the Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank God for the word. Thank God for your fellowship. Thank God for your love. Thank God for your praise. Thank God for your worship. Amen. Thank God for your being here. Amen. Certainly thank Grace Church. Amen. For allowing us to be here. Amen. The fellowship. Thank you, VOV, Voices of Victory. Amen. For being great hosts on today. Praise the Lord. Amen. And each and every one of you who are here. Amen. On today. We love you. Amen. We appreciate you. Praise the Lord on today. And we certainly look forward to seeing, amen, you again. Praise the Lord. So with that, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm done. Amen. As it is customary to do, we'll let the preacher have, amen, last words and benediction. Is that all right? Praise the Lord, and we'll be on our way. Lord, God have mercy. I shall not feel good in my sacrifice. So come on. Come on, Father.
He's an amazing God. So amazing. His love for us is so amazing. Irregardless to what we do or have done or may do, his love is amazing. He's not looking for your resume. He is the resume. Someone ought to preach that. He is the resume. Pastor Milton in his pastoral mindset, you all forgot to do an altar call. I think you all thought the prayer was the altar call. People looking at him now like, no, why did you go do that? But there's always room at the altar. The old song says there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for. By the looks on your faces, it's like, yeah, altar call went past. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Let him do what he wants to do. Let God do what he wants to do. Don't try to kind of make it fit, it already fits. The uncomfortableness is what he's taking off of you. You know? What he's taking off. I'm back to who I was. I used to like to lay hands on people. God would allow me to give people a word. People would try to call me a prophet. I'm telling them I'm not a prophet. But I have the word of a prophet. I'm just not a prophet. There are prophets. There are people that are gifted. That's a singer. That man's a singer. I bet you he came out of his mama's womb singing. Probably hit a note. Woo, I'm here. He did something. I can't see you. It's a gift. I will not be told not to do what I do, because it's who I am. I'll come lay a hand on you, and the devil will know not to be there no more, because someone had to do that for me. Since I've been a bishop, someone had to come lay a hand on me. We don't want to admit the power of God even in our state, but God touched me as a bishop. I said, no, these are my people. Get right so we can all go home. I'm not afraid to be transparent, because you all didn't hire me and y'all can't fire me. I tell them all the time, Bishop, they didn't hire us, they can't fire us. What I do know is God is able. You go home and you tell Reader, I said, he's still doing great things. You let him know. Stay encouraged. Stay blessed. Know that what? You are God's. I would own that if I were you. God responsible for me. You know? So that means I just got to do what I'm supposed to do, but he's responsible for me. Tell your neighbor he's a good God. Oh, act like you got an attitude. Tell him he's a good God. That you would keep us, strengthen us, and revive us. Lord, let us not think of what we've done, but what you have done. Because we're still here in the land of the living. It's never too far from the cross, as long as I can still see it. So give us the strength to carry on. Let us be good soldiers. God, let us come back to the next third fellowship with a crazy praise. Something that has set my pew on fire. More than that, keep me. Watch me. And take me home safely. And it is so. And we all said amen.